This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tony Cox. You heard Glenn mention shadow inventory in our conversation. He was talking about the glut of foreclosed houses that still clog neighborhoods all over the country. You'd think that in places like that, you'd be able to pick up a home for a song. But once again, Wall Street is getting in the way. Private equity firms and other investors are buying up huge numbers of single-family homes. They plan to hold on to the properties and eventually rent them out. We sent David Weinberg out to see how that's turned some people's dreams of owning a home into a nightmare.
Jonathan Scheidler is a fourth-generation realtor in California. His family's business is in the city of Redlands in the Inland Empire, one of the hardest-hit regions of the housing crash. He says lately he's been getting calls every day from hedge funds that want to buy houses.
I got off the phone with a hedge fund earlier today, the hedge fund manager named Sean. And the first words out of his mouth was like, hey, what do you have for sale? Like, no, there was no like, hello, how are you? He's like, what do you have for sale? And I love conversations that start like that.
The hedge fund manager said he wanted to buy $12 million worth of property in the next 6 months. This is happening all over the country, but especially in the hardest hit states, Nevada, Arizona, and California.
There's a huge shortage of houses to some degree because these hedge fund folks are out here buying everything in the world.
Bill O'Rafferty is a flipper. He buys houses at auctions and from banks. He fixes them up and then sells them for a profit. His office is in Riverside, another Inland Empire city. O'Rafferty drives me through a few Riverside neighborhoods of ranch-style homes with well-manicured lawns and the occasional palm tree.
It's all single-family homes in here. I mean, minor exception to that, but primarily single-family homes. The average size would be 1,400 square foot, 3 to 4 bedroom, 2 bath, built mostly around here in the 50s.
He told me he knows the local market so well, he can look at just the front yard of a house and tell what it's worth.
And every now and then I'm skunked, but not often.
He knows this because he's been flipping properties in Riverside for 30 years. This is the kind of on-the-ground expertise the hedge funds are relying on.
Because you can't just come in here with a hedge fund, hey, I got $3 billion to buy Riverside property and go start buying properties. You don't know what the resale's going to be. You don't know what the neighborhood's going to be. You don't know what the repair costs.
A referee took me to a house that he just finished remodeling, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath on a corner lot.
This is a 1,200-square-foot, 3-bedroom, 2-bath house with a detached 2-car garage. It's the gold standard of entry-level homes. I listed this home on a Friday. By Monday, I had 17 offers.
These days, O'Rafferty sells primarily to investors. 2 years ago, he says he would have sold directly to a family, but not anymore.
Now, do I want everybody to live in harmony and have a house and be peaceful and love their family? Yes. But at some point, Bill has to make a living.
Typically, O'Rafferty gets multiple offers. There's usually a smaller investor who can offer 50% down and a deep-pocketed investor who can pay cash in full. And then there's the young families struggling to get a mortgage.
Which one are you going to pick?
Lisa Velasquez Hernandez and her husband are that young family struggling to get a mortgage.
It's really difficult. We've been looking since the end of June, I believe, for a house, and we've put in so many offers, at least 10 offers, and we've been turned down left and right.
Vasquez Hernandez is 30. Her husband is 29. She works as an office manager, and her husband does construction. They rent a 2-bedroom apartment with their 4 kids and pay more in rent than what they could be paying on a mortgage.
What we qualify right now is a max of $170,000. There's not that many, and the ones that we do find, we're getting outbid on. That's what we're being told, is that all these people, all these mostly investors who have cash, are getting the homes.
Vasquez Hernandez says her family has lowered their expectations since they started their search. All they want is something affordable with 3 bedrooms in a safe neighborhood.
A backyard with a dog, you know, sounds like the dream, you know, and that's what we're looking for. So it puts all of us down, but we just got to keep looking and we just have to stay positive, even though it's really hard right now.
There are other factors contributing to the housing shortage besides investor demand. The Obama administration's $75 billion loan modification program has helped many people in foreclosure or underwater on their mortgage stay in their house. And more, banks are doing loan modifications with customers in order to avoid potentially costly litigation. All this means fewer houses going up for sale. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.